Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We had different machlokes. We had a machlokes Rish Lakish, Rava, and Rav Ashi. Whether or not we hold Yesh Bila according to Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer came, we went to the pshat to the Mishnah, that member of Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not, it's Megaya, of course, the Tzluchis of the Paraduma, of the Mechatos. Yeah. Rav and Rish Lakish held that, they had the Zetanayim, why it is like that, that he does two Azos. And they really came out because of the Xavier, the Kintas that they made, that really Rabbi Eliezer held Yesh Bila. And the reason why he had two separate Azos is because of very different reasons. On the other hand, Rav Ashi held that it's really, you need the two Azos, and really he holds Ein Bila. And what is the case? Why is it that it helps that there are two Azos? Because we're talking about, because of his Ukimta, where there was a certain amount, let's call it to make it easier to relate to, there was also a slightly same amount of water, which was tameh, the water which was tahar, and therefore, when you have more than that, you obviously have the right amount. You obviously have the right amount. If you have 1 ounce and then you're doing it with 2 ounces, obviously, so obviously you're able to be betire him with two. And it makes enough gemita, therefore, when it comes to dam, also the same type of thing. Mara says, let's say you would have dam of a chatas that's mixed with the dam of an oila, or a case like that. You have a certain amount that there is by the zrika of the dam chatas, and you have an equal amount, let's say an equal amount of dam oila, and you have more dam of the chatas than the chatas, or more dam than the oila, so obviously you have both. You have both, so you'll be able to go and do the zrikis of the zrikis, because it's inevitably, let's say you have more dam chatas, an ounce of dam chatas and an ounce of dam oila. And now you have, what do you have? You have an ounce and a half or 2 ounces of dam. Obviously, you have dam chatas there also. You could go and you could do this rikis on top, do the hazos on top. The Gemara that says, if our brings tashema, ritana b'matana achas, I'm here on the Don Peyam and Beis, tashema and ritana towards the bottom, where, for example, just for the example, tashema and ritana b'matana achas, sheni sarvu b'ritana b'matana achas. You have it says nitanin b'matana achas, that it was nisarev b'nitanin b'matana achas. You have, let's say, a bchar and a miser, a case like that. Yidastu b'matana achas. So what do? You do one. Well, how can you do that? But the problem is, how do you do that if you hold ein bila? The e amrit, ein bila. How can he take care of that? How can he be misakin that? Haba, you don't know whether you're yaitz of the b'chor, you don't know whether you're yaitz of the b'chor, you don't know anything. And in that, the Gemara says, what will the case be if you hold like that? Gantzirisarev, achas b'yachas, where you did not do just one ounce. You did one per carbon. Let's say you did one for the bchar, one for the miser. You obviously you did two. So one, when it says you do one, it does not mean you do one only. It means you do two. One, and that should be sufficient for the amount that you need for the bchar or for the miser. And the same way by the other ones. Two. Let's say you had, I'm giving an example of this, of course. Let's say you have to do one matana for a bchar. Now it became the sarif with what? It became the sarif 2 ounces. Now you only started off with 1 ounce of Bechor. What do you have now? You have 2 ounces. Right, so you obviously have more. You have not only for the Bechor, you have for the Maaser also. Because you only started off with 1 ounce for a Bechor. And now hatching at 2 ounces, where'd the other ounce come from? The other ounce is obviously from Maaser. So therefore, even if you hold Ein Bila, that's not a problem. Because you're not being Maaser really 1 ounce, you're being Maaser. That's 2 ounces.
One per each.
One per each. So means one does not mean you do one, like you would hold if you hold Yesh Vila. If you hold Ein Vila, it really does not mean you do one. It means you do one per carbon, which really means two.
Why don't you do one
big one?
That's my question.
You can't do one. Yeah. Well, again, wait a minute. Jocheri Sarvu, Achas Biachas. Well, wait, it could be like that. What about this? Matan arba. You have enough for two. Yeah, you have enough for two. And the same thing will apply. Let's say you have to have four. You have four that are nisari. So four does not mean four.
Four means
eight. Not four times four. It's four times two. It's four times two. So it means you really have eight. Matan arba. And you have four and four. And so you inevitably, even if you hold that the din is Ein Bila, if you hold that it's Ein Bila, so Ein Bila says, so fine, so it's Ein Bila, so what do you have to have? You have to have for both, so you have for both. When it says Arba B'Arba, it doesn't mean you just do four hazos. It means you do four for one and four for the other, and you have enough for both. What about this? Batan arba b'batan achas. Where it's going to be a problem, remember, with Baltais there. Batan arba b'batan achas. V'chi tema, maybe you'll say the same thing. V'chi tema hachi rabi. Maybe you'll say the same thing. V'nisarev b'achas. Maybe you'll say what you have. V'chi tema hachi rabi. You have five. Four does not mean four, it means four. Plus the one that you need, plus say you'll have five. V'chi tema hachi nami, v'nisara v'yachas, hi hachi, amar l'abazai, so now I'm going to work over here. Hi hachi, amar l'Rabbi Yeshua, reyo eivar al baltaisif. What's that do baltaisif? Hacha baltaisif v'hecha, like if you're talking it, you have five. You don't have four. You have four for one, and you have one for the one. You're not doing more. You're not doing more hazos for the one that requires four. You only have five, so you're doing two at a time, and you have four for one and one for one. Elama Rava, Bebalo Lo Pligi. They're not arguing. What are they arguing about over here? Rava answers and he says, "Bebalu, they're not arguing over here in our Mishnah, by a case where it's all mixed up. Keep plingi b'kaisis. The machlokes that we have is where there are separate cups. The Rabbi Lazar Islay Ryan. And why is it, according to Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, why is it, and you're able to be maza both four, or the reason is, because he holds up Ryan, and that the other one is for Mayan. The Rabbanan who holds that where they, the kaisis get mixed up, you're not allowed to be maza, because you never know them, because you have to deal with the possibility, and therefore with the possibility, you don't just look at it as well, you can't say Ryan. So again, if you hold Ryan, it means even if there is Dab that does not belong here, it doesn't make a difference. You do it L'shem Mayim. It's good. Yisrael and the Rabbanan, Leslahu Ryan, and that's really the machlokes that we have between Rabbi Lesser and the Rabbanan, of whether or not you, when you have the cases that are mixed up, so what's other mixed up? Even if one is L'mayla and one has to be L'mata, so it doesn't make a difference. You can still do it L'mayla and do it the other part that's L'shem Mayim.
Why do they
hold it? What? By Bila, it's Ein Bila. We could be holding a guy like Ravashi. That we hold Ein Bila. Don't we see that they are arguing about Bolo?
No, because...
But again, what we say, when we're saying that really ain't Bila according to Rav Ashi, he means ain't Bila according to Rav Elezer, remember. All right. Vahatanya Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said the Braisa, Lai Nechlegu Rav Eliezer Vachachamim Al Dab Chata Shenisar B'dab Ayla. They're not arguing. The Nechlegu Rav Elezer V'Rabbanan Al Dab Chatas that was Nisar B'dab Ayla. Sheyikrav. Now he says that they don't argue by Adab Chata Shenisar B'dab Ayla that you hold, that you could be Makriv. And they don't argue about Ravavidim, but that nobody holds he could bring it. Same way the Gemara said before by the Evarim. Almat, Aldab Tmima, Shadisar, Almat, Echlakulam. He said, where is the Machlaikis? Where is the Machlaikis according to Rabbi Huda? Aldab Tmima, Shadisar, Bidam, Shadisar, Bidam, Balasimo. Like I said, by Avarim, like we had before, by Avarim, the same thing. That what? Sherab Eliezer Imer. Sherab Eliezer Imer Yikrav. Bain Mebalo, Bain Mekaisis. Doesn't make any difference, even according to him. The way Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the it applies whether it's Kaisis and whether it's Balo. The same thing. If it's Balo, the same thing. The Rabbanan hold that you don't bring it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer Masti Bein Mabal who made the crisis. What are we saying here? That they're arguing. He says they're arguing by bowl. And there is by bowl. He says he's saying his did. Pardon me? And these is, and now what are we saying? By Balul, there's no machlaikis. Rav is telling us, hello, my Rav. But Balul lo plingi. By Balul, there's no machlaikis. It's not going to work. And so, with the machlaikis, tell me the God make choices, doesn't he say Ryan or not? For Abad, so now we're saying it's not like that. So, the Gemara, so no. I'll leave it alone. My sister's baby, Balul, baby choices. The Gemara, Abad, baby choices, plingi. Eva Hanami. That's all according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda held that way. The Rabbanan are not like that. The Rabbanan hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that according to Rabbi Lazar, his whole data only applies by cases. And Omer Abaye Leishanu Elo Tchilas Chatos V'Ayla. When we say that the Chatos got mixed in with the Ayla, what do we mean by that? We're talking about the Dam B'Tchila. The Tchila means the original Hazos, like we've been learning really until now. There are the Tchilas Chatas and the Tchilas Ayla. You have Dab Chatas and Dab Ayla that have to be Nizrak. Abu Saif Chatas. But let's say the Dab of the Chatas was already taken care of. You already did that. And the Dab that you're talking now about the Chatas, a Shirayim, the Shiari Adab. And that got mixed up with the Tchilas Ayla. Because what's the difference between them? The Shiare Achatas is Lamata. Where do you do it? You do it below the Chatas Sikra, even on the aside. The Ayla, the Tchilas Ayla, is not also over there, as opposed to the Tchilas Dam of the Chatas, that's not by the Kronos. So what do we say? So what's going to be Taliyah? What is this Taliyah? Elochilas ad chatos v'ayla. Avol saif chatos v'ayla. Let's say you're talking about the saif chatos, the shirayim and the ayla, where it should be neither, both double mata, dimeakol, makam ayla, makam shirayim. Then you can do all of it together, because the place where you're Zyrek the Dab Ha'ayla is the place where you're Zyrek the Dab, the Shiare Achatos. And that you could do, even though what's on the aside, what's on the kier, but it doesn't make a difference. And there, Rabbi like Rav Yosef, Lachi Amar Rav Yehuda, Shirayim Trichet Itzdava, that he can't do that. Shirayim has to be on the aside, the rectangle, on the, on the surface of the aside. It can't be on the kir, on the wall of the Mizbeah. V'chein Amar Rav Shem and Laishan Amar Lachilus Chatos V'yayla. Amar Saif Chatos V'yayla. Where is the Machlokes that we have between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi, between Rabbi Eleza and the Rabbana? That's only Avotchilas Chatas V'Yayla. Avosayt Chatas V'Yayla, according to him. There we are called Bakam Bailo Bakam Shirayim, you just do the whole thing in your yaitza both.
I want to think
about what's here. He doesn't make a difference. He holds that doesn't make a difference if it's, it has to be done on Dabi Yitzhava. And Amr of Yechad, Vitevah Rabbalazar? No, it's not true. A Daiti Machlaikis. So the way Rashi learns it, the Pashtas, it means that you cannot do that. It's not really the same Bakam. Masim Rav Huda by Yehuda. We like?
The person, the idol has to be on two sides.
Again?
The idol has to be on two corners.
Two corners. Yeah, the idol will be in two corners. Yeah, okay.
All
right.
Only,
be the same place. Yeah, but it will be Cain. Yeah. So over there, will be, the idol will be, Enochadabi, Shtayim Shein Arba, but the north, east, and southwest. That's where you do it. Yeah, but you could be Yitzah, the Shirayim out there. You'd be able to be Yitzah with that also. Now it says, Masim Rav Huda by Yidah Koinashem. Sheyim Nisarei Bidab Kachim Acherem Yikrevu. Now, he learns from a Pasuk that it says what? Koinashem, that if Nisarev Bidab Kachim Acherem Yikrevu, what is that a reference to? Saif Ayla Ubachar. The Bachaira is going to be referring to the Saif Ayla Ubachar. We can learn Ishmabina. Makaim Ayla Makam Shirayim. Which would mean what? The Makam of the Ayla will be the Makam of the Shirayim. And it is. It's the same place. It would really be the same place. It doesn't have to be by this, by the Kir. And the other one with Dafka by the aside. No, you can do it on the kir, do both by the kir.
Yeah,
because I will trip down. My love, Saif Ailam Har, Shmabi Namaka, my Lamakam Shirayim. Lo, Chila Saila, Ubachar. Maybe it's not referring at all to Shirayim. Well, we're talking about the Chila Saila, Chila Bachar. Not really two, it's real to all you need is one Matana. But we have, but the Tchilas Ayla, where it starts out, the Hazalas of the Shtayim Shein Arba, together with the regular Shrika of the Bechar. Umayko, Mashmalon, what'll be the Chiddush that it tells us, Kikai Nishayim, according to this, that you do them all together? The Machlaikis that we'll have, if you have Kikai Nishayim, what will it be telling us? It tells us that it's not part of the Adam of Atlan says, yeah, frankly, well, you know, you mean that if you have Karbonis, the Dab of Karbonis, that they're not Mavatl, there's no Bittl. Yeah, but we know that this thing is true from someplace else, because we learned it up from Yom Kippur, from Dabapar, Dabasoyer. Hi, we will not know to be Dabapar, be Dabasoyer, Nafka.
Even though the power is so much
more. So even though the power is more than the Sayer, Abba became the Torah identifies that the Dab Lakach be Dab HaPar and it identifies the Dab HaSayer. Why does the Torah refer to it as being Dab HaSayer? Sorry, the Dab HaSayer doesn't exist because it was mixed in with the Dab HaPar. What do you do with it? You take the Dab HaPar, Dab HaSayer, you're mazed on the Kronos, and Sheval Torah. But why does the Torah acknowledge it? That it's called Dab HaSayer if it became Batel. Must be that it still exists. It's still identified. Identifiable. That's true. But there are two approaches as how you know this. Tanayihi. Ikadanaftalai Be'acha. Masim Rava Mikrivu B'nayar and Asadam. Vizarku es Adam. Here, what do we have? The Krivu B'nei Aaron Asad Dom says the word Dom twice. What do we have here? It says the Shogat is Ben Abakar. We have at the beginning of Ayikra. The Shogat is Ben Abakar Lifnei Hashem. The Krivu B'nei Aaron Akayinim is Adom. Bizarku is Adom Alam is Beyach. Saviv. It would seem to be extraneous, the second word, da, but what is it coming to tell us? What does it say it twice? Why does it say it twice? Shiyacho, because I might have thought. Ainli, Ela, Elu, Shedi, Sarvo, let's say you have that there are the sarif, the same, the main carbon with its tamura. You don't remember which is the main carbon, which is the tamura. Let's say you made a tamura silo. And I don't remember which is the oila, which is the tamura of the oila. I would say they got mixed up. Even bechayim shiachal ainli ala ainli shenisarva b'tmurasa shab bechayim tikarev. That what do? You just go bring both of them together. You maybe just bring them together. To be the rabbis. How do you know? How do you know the rabbi and I rabbis a taido shlomen where you have the are two separate. A kabbalist that got mixed up. What do? You're doing the dhamma, both of them. So they're shalom, shabayim, benedar, and adava. Maybe because they are somewhat similar to each other. Kabbalist, minayin, the rabba is, how do you know it's a asham? Where you have the asham, which is also shtayim, shein, arba. And that's mixed in with one of the other ones. Barbadiya Sasha. Shatol Matan Dalit. Kibistal Matan Dalit. Kibaisa. So it got mixed up. Choro Maisar Opesach Minayin. What about them? Maybe you don't have the din is different. Tabad Laimar. That's what we're using the pasuk for. Dam Dam. Tabad Laimar Dam Dam. Now, what does it mean when it got mixed up? What does it mean when it gets mixed up? So you have dam dam, you're going to go do one zrika. My love, what happened over here? What's the pasuk coming and telling us? Saif ayla ubachar. Let's say you had the saif ayla, the shirayim of the ayla, and the bachar. What would it be telling you? Bailab son Philo Bukhar. And what'll be telling you? Shbabina? Makam Ayla? Makam Shirayim. That the place of the Ayla is the Makam of the Shirayim until you don't have to do with Dafka or the Itztaba. You know Dafka or the aside.
You do it
above, yeah, you do it above the rock, the same place that you do the oil, and that itself is good enough. Again?
We had the whole problem with Skifa and there's no payment. Look, if you're Skifa, you have to have the God on your side, and you have to on the wall dripping.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
And then they said the wall.
Yeah, but now we're talking to, yeah, now we're talking to the upper wall.
Right, that was talking about the bottom.
Yeah. They're talking about here, we're talking the upper wall. Let's see, maybe they see the Rashi. Yachal Eli Ela, no. Some of them are Dam, Shiyachal Eli Ela Elu. See the top Rashi. Dam, Shiyachal Eli Ela Elu Yikrivu. Sha'afin Nisarvu Mechayim. Because even if they got mixed up, Mechayim Yikrivu, you're able to bring them. So therefore, Mechayim, you can bring them. You can bring them even afterwards. Shiacha Eli Ela Yigru, Shaafin Nisarva Mechayim Yigruvu. Minayin Afila Nisarva Ba'asham. How do you know that if it becomes Nisarva Ba'asham where you don't bring it, Mechayim? Maybe you don't bring him by the Yasha. Maybe they can't do that, so maybe you can't do it even afterwards. Wherever it is, it's telling you over here it's not bottle. Now, maybe it's not bottle, but where? It's only where Mechayim, you do it two separate things. But in a case where you cannot do it, Mechayim, it's something you can't do beyond the Oshim. In which case, or maybe like afterwards, but if you can't do it, Mechayim, there's no din bittul either. Maybe over there, or then, so that there, you wouldn't be able to do it there either. Yachol Eli, so what is it selling? How do you know you'd be able to do that? Then, because how do you know you'd be able to do that if you can't do it, Mechayim? So how do you know you're going to be able to go ahead and be doing this Rika now? You can't do it, Mechayim, by Yoshim. What are you going to do, Shechthin, Yoshim? You don't know what you're Shechthin. You don't know what it is. So let's say the Dab became the Sarif based on the fact that there is no Din Bittul. You can do both. How do you know if that's true? For that, you have the extra thing of Dab. And the Kiddush of all this will be the whole thing of the Dab Dab will be to tell you, ain't no Ilum of Atlan Zerza. Yeah. Lotrin Chisra, my Kamashma, the name Ilum of Atlan Zerza. Again, the same thing, Tanoi. And that's what the Gemara is bringing in. Ikan and Afkalai Mehacha. Ikan and Afkalai Mehacha. Behani Tanoi. Behani Tanoi. Mivalakach Midab Hapar Midab Asayer. Lo Yalfi. Now, let's say these who learned it from here, for some reason, they don't want to learn it out from Malakach Midab Hapar Midab Asayer. I should really go back this just to pause here for a minute. The Gemara makes the drasha from Malakach Midab Hapar Midab Asayer that the island are not Mavatlam says, or according to Rabbi Yehuda even, who learns from over here, Mamimamino is like Bottle.
In general.
The kasha that we have here is, how can you make any kind of a limit over here at all? Maybe just happens to be the Zeres HaKos of how do you go about doing the Avodah. What did the Torah say to go do the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim? You do the Hazos of the Par, you do the Hazos of the Sayer, and then you mix them in, you mix them together, and you go in your Mazo and the Kronos. All right. What's a Vubitl? The Torah wants it, for whatever reason, the Torah wants a mixture. The Torah wants that mixed. Now, why is Torah want it mixed? Well, whatever reason, the Torah wants it mixed. What do you bring a rye from a vehicle to that bottle? All right, so Dov is saying, like, really the way we said it before, but it's not that pushy. Because otherwise the Torah would not have identified it as being the Daba Sawyer. Because its bottle doesn't really exist, so what's the Torah identifying that? That's the push it away, but it's not really, it's not Muska really. In Rishonim, we mean to see their eyes. I saw that Rab David comes and he makes from Rishonim, it's not like that. I'm just coming to my back the problem. What exactly is the Raya from Alakach Midaba Par Daba Sayer? The push it away is the same the way Dov is saying it. Not that it just happens to be, you know, the Torah says there's a custom Torah wants it to be done with the mixture. Let's say the Torah wanted it to be done with the mixture. How would the Torah have said it? That you have to, no. But Lokat Mishnehem, or something like that. It wouldn't have called the Daba Sayer. What does it say? You take the Daba Par Daba Sayer, and then he comes in, the Lokat from the Karbonis, he Lokat from Shnehem. Why is it referring to Dafke Daba Sayer? If it doesn't exist, because it lost its identity. The push in a way is to say it like that, but it's not that Muslim, not that push. And what we have over here is two ways to learn it. Now, what is that Torah Yom? The summary, why? The honey time, I mean, look, with Dama, Fart, Dama, Sir, Lo, Yalfi, why? The summary, the A, Rava, the Trubis. The summary, they know, because that we have a Machlaikis. In Yuma, remember whether or not, whether Ma'arav the Kronis, the Ptaba Par, Daba Sayir, do they mix it or do they, or are they Mazah from the Daba Par and then they're Mazah from the Daba Sayir? We hold that they mix it. They blend the Daba Par with the Daba Sayir. That's how we pass it. But we have a Machlaikis. What about the Omer holds Amar from the Kronis? So what do? They're ma'ar, they go and they do four hazos of the par, and they do par four hazos of the soyer. They don't mix it in at all. Ella, something gemara. Then we have a got to show the lumness also over there. What does it work? When you do mix it, is it the pshat that the mitzvah is to do the hazos or the kronis with the mixture? Or no, there's always the din to do four hazos of the Daba Par. And there's a din to do four hazos of the Daba Sayer. The mitzvah is to do the Daba Par, Daba Sayer, together. But it's not that you do it, the do chetz of the mixture, the blend. The din is to do both. How many hazos do we do when we're mazif of the Daba Par, Daba Sayer, or the Kronis? We do two sets. Or it's one set that happens to be made up of the mixture. It's the clear that we have. And nafkaminas. Let's say there's a shear that we have that you have to have for the hazel. It means that you would need a double shear. It's not that, it's not that the whole chetza becomes a mixture. But now, come on, but that's, it's separate. That's more nagei and yuma. What the gather of the mitzvah is. Ella! Mikaidashem. Oh, hey, Bobby, excuse me. Midam dam lo yalif. Dam dam lo yashvalu. Ella, Mikaidashem. My time, why is it? My time, lo yalfi? So what do we have? Ella, Mikaidashem, my time, why don't they? If you learn it out from dam dam, why didn't you learn it out from there? The summary. Kodesh Hain Craven. The age where Russell Craven. You don't want to learn it from there. Because that you learn out something else from there. You learn out Kodesh Hain. What we talk about, let's say a Bchar is brought on the Mizbeah. What's the din of a Tmuras Bchar? We know from Tamura also. What is it if a person goes on his neighbor and a car? We had it, on Taisvis and Tais and I, and hey, with the Rambam, you mean? Yeah, but that is only a different point. That point is a different, not really for this. We had it over there, whether or not the Tamura's before goes to the Kayan or it goes to the Bailam. Right. So the Rambam also goes to the Kayan, Tais also goes to the Bailam. Yeah. But everybody agrees that you don't bring it on the Mizbeah. Yeah, that's from here and from Tamura that we learn now, that the din is a Tamura's Bechar is a Tamura's, it's what it is. Until you go and get some mum. It has a mum, but you don't bring it on the Mizbeah. You don't do. You have a shalom, whether or not it goes to the Kayan or not. That's a separate issue. Now let me get my time and lay out, because Kayanishim ain't crazy, ain't tomorrow's a crazy. The Enoch, Naphtalay, maybe he said, Lashem, who? Who carved the ain't tomorrow's a crazy? He learns out, he doesn't use it from that, from the word Haim. He learns it from a different way. And therefore, he learns out from a different source, the din that a Tamura's Bechar is not craven.
We have three Tzurim at the end.
What?
We have three Talmudim that learn.
Yes, you have three Talmudim. Will you come and tell us this then? That the Melucha Midaba part, that it's not going to be bothered. Toshiba. Nosan lemaila v'lo nimlach. What did the Mishnah tell us? He didn't bother asking. They just did it. Toshima nosan lemaila v'lo nimlach. Elu li'elu b'aydin. Everybody. Rabbalasa, Rabbanit, everybody's b'aydin. She'yalzer b'yitain l'mata.
This is the...
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, your wedding got your ma'arif, the matanis of l'mayla, l'mata. Nosan l'mayla v'lo nimlach. Elu v'elu b'aydin. She yells every yitain labata. Everybody here comes at his vita. You go and you do it labata also. Elu vi elu elu lo. And what is the, and elu vi elu, and both the labata, labata, everything works. Why? My lab di ar chatas vi elu. When the Mishnah told us that, what case is it a reference to? So there's a reference that the chatas and the oil, they got mixed up.
Places for both.
What?
Places for both, this case.
Well, it depends. Again, the same thing. Let's say it was bolo. Well, let's assume that it's going with bolo. My love, the Arab. Again, the whole raid was all going in Ravashi. Yes. Remember, let's assume that it was not learned, that the Mishnah was talking about bolo. My love, the Arab. Chatas v'yoylo. They came in the ayin leila by law. Habaluhu shira ayin. You did it the bay, Tani, and what do we learn afterwards? What the Mishnah tell us? Utani veilu yelu bayim shi'elchem yitay labata. Now, what are you doing over here? Let's say you were mazah the chatas labayla. What's the rest of the dam of the chatas that was not done? Huh? So where it's going to be a shirayim of the chatas mixed in with the regular dam ha'oila. If you're going to go and you're going to be mazed it, or you're going to go and you're going to be zayrek the dam ha'oila, what are you going to do? You're going to be yaitza the din of shvicha shirayim, and if you do shvicha shirayim, you're going to do the oila, obviously. So what do we say? How can it be Yitzel Labata? Shmasvi Shmavida. Makayim that you're going to do it Labata. The Oila is Makam Shirayim of the Chatas. Otherwise, what are you doing? You do it with one shot. You're doing your big Yitzel Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatas with the Zrika of the Oila. That obviously tells you that's the same place. Two hats, right? You're right. Just Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar. Omri b'mar Rava, no. Chacham by Yaskinan, that's not the case. Chacham by Yaskinan. Kigay di'yarev. Chatas chitzayna. What are we talking about? Where it's this Arab, the Chatas chitzayna. Bishirayim. Let's say you have a chatas chitzayda, where we have what? You have a chatas chitzayda that you were mazeh on the kronis of the mizbeach achitzen. And now there are shirayim that you have to go and do it like on the side. And that became the sarif with the shirayim of a chatas apnimi. In case you're getting overly confident.
Yeah.
Sure, this is a little bit more sobering. No, but let's take over here again. Do you have the chatas chitzayda making shirayim, and it got mixed up with the shirayim of the chatas apnimi? There again, let's see. Hachabai yaskim gal diyar of chatas chitzayda b'shirayim. So what's the point of telling me that? Why do you have to get so oblique? Why don't you just tell me, Amalei Abaya, why be so oblique? The name of, why don't you just say, the name of Marko the Arif, King of the Arif, Shirayim, its own Shirayim. What do you have to bring it, make it complicated for? What are you making it so complicated for him? Because I'm making it so the shiraim of the chatas hafanimi. Oh, my king of the arm, chatas hafanimi, coming like the name of the arm, the shiraim. No. It tells you a chiddush. That's the reason he, there is a reason why. Because it tells you a chiddush. Even if you hold the mic, who holds shiraim ha'akvin. Now, nobody holds. What if we have a machlokes whether shiraim ha'akvin or not, by what? Chatas ha'pnimi. Not by chatas ha'chitzayna. By chatas ha'pnimi, where you did the hazos for, all four hazos on the kratos of ma'akiv, the shiraim might be ma'akiv also. We have a machlokes in that. The shiraim, where do you do the shiraim of the chatas ha'pnimi? Mitzvah ha'chitz. So you do it on that, might be have a machlokes from the chevya, whether or not it's going to be ma'akiv or not. But let's say you did the shiraim that you have by chatas chitzoinah. No, that's not going to be ma'akiv.
They go to the same place.
They go to the same place, but it's not ma'akiv. Yeah, correct. The Mashallah, Filu Lamad Yomar tells us, even according to the Mad Yomar who holds, Shirayim Ma'akvin, that means what? If you don't have the Shirayim, it's not good. Chosro E Ma'akvin. But if it's merely Chosr, Chosr is because what happens? It tells you it's not going to be ma'akiv. Why is it chaser? Why is it chaser? Because you're doing part of it on the top. Because what are we saying over here? We're saying Godiyar chatas chitzayna, the chatas chitzayna b'shirayim. What do you know? The chatas chitzayna, the dam that goes on top. And that became the sign of the shirayim. So what do we have? You're using part of the shirayim from the mizbech ha'apnimi on top, and you're putting it on top. Now, does that blind like it's not there? No, it's chaser. But Avada still have it. So Avada still have it. But if it's merely chaser because you don't have it completely brought on the side for the din of shirayim. I might have thought maybe that's the din. You're not by Yitzchak really the mitzvah of shirayim completely. Maybe if you don't tzmakim, tzmakim. The Torah says no, it's not going to be ma'akim over here. The reason is Saif goes on the mizbeach. Okay, therefore, why not? Even though it's not going on the right place on the mizbeach for shirayim, it's going on the top. It's going on the elyon, the lamailim. I feel about the other shirayim ma'akvin, chasru a ma'akvin. What do you mean? But haven't we zetzai? We're zetzing and I the Mishnah like this. Now, before, how did the Mishnah learn? And Ravashi, remember. How did the Mishnah learn it? To make it, that it should make sense. If you hold that the din is, if you hold Ein Bilu. How did the Gemara learn it? It's speaking, how could it possibly work? Maybe you took, if it's Ein Bilu, maybe you did only one, you didn't do the other one. The Torah says, you zetz the nine, let's say our example that we gave. One definite ounce with another definite ounce, and then what happened? You had one exact ounce. Let's say an ounce and a half. Let's say it's over there, you had the mix, and you know for sure that you're Yitzchak. Even if you hold Ein Bilu. Because let's say you had 1 ounce that got mixed with an ounce and a half. So you know that your yates are both on top. I'm laying by the name of Marco, the Yara Bashirayan. Let him say. That's what I'm saying. I'm laying Rabbi Tesfala Rabina. Ho, Kim the Ahib Rubel Yainan. We're talking about a case where the Raiv is the Dam Ho'elyan. Because Yahiv Lemaila Shir Tachtaina Viyayid. And he was, what did he do when he went in with Zayrik? He was Yahiv Lemaila, the Shir, the complete Shir of the Tachtaina, plus, which means what?
Yeah.
Well, he definitely came and he was Yaitse. Again, Lemaila Halakim Lahiba Rubo Yad Raival Yainim. And what did he do? He took the entire amount of the Tachtonim. Let's say the Tachtonim was an ounce. And he was Mazer what? 2 ounces. Obviously, he's being Yoyster with doing the Elyonim also. And therefore, if that is the case, so what are we setting it right over here? What are we talking over here about? The mixing the Shirayim together with the Chatas, the Shirayim of the Chatas Apnimi together with this? We're talking about a different thing.
Yeah.
That whole shakla b'taya that we had was in Ravashi. We're not talking about that. We come out not like that. Maskada and the crisis of Ligi. We come out that really the din is yesh bila. And the machloek is the way we could learn it is differently than all that. That was all a moot point. Now if we come out not like that, it was all in Ravashi. Now it's a moot point for that. We can learn kipashtus. Ravashi only. Maskada, because it's plingy. See the Rashi over here, Maskada. Maskada, the Shinuyin, Hadranaban. The Maskada is where we're chaser from all of you. Kimda, the Shinuyin. The Plukta Nitu, the Achbas Nisan, the Tarumis, Taisisu, Umitarvayu Ka'abar, Tarvayu Ka'abar Ravashi, the Laysev Lamaila. It's by both of them that Rabbelezer says he's doing Lamaila, the Laysev Lamaila Lamata, Ushmeyev Shere, both of them are kosher. The Hechad, the Nosan Lamaila, the Lo Niblach, but we're not setting it on like that. We're setting neither where is the machlokes. Even by crisis. So therefore, we're not limited. We have to set it on. We don't have to learn that the way the maskada came out, but doctor like Ravashi, that that's how it was learning it.
Yeah.
So we're able to set tonight in the regular way. No, where are they saying it this way? Maybe talking about a chatas where it's the sarv in the shirayim of a chatas apnimi.
Oh, we are going to stick with
the pnimi.
We're going to be able
to learn. That'll be the case. Yeah. Hanitane bifnim. Shanisarvu binitane b'chutz. You have the tanim bifnim that are nisarev binitane b'chutz.
Not the
shirayim,
the regular.
Not shirayim, no. Regular. Hanitane bifnim, shanisarvu binitane b'chutz, yishmach liyama. It's nishmach liyama. That's right. Why? Let's do Ryan, because we don't hold up Ryan here. The author Lashadis, the Elu, if they have Sharon Shalelu. Now we'll see why it is like that. Why is it like this? According to Rabbi Lesser, you should say Ryan. Why not? Should really want to say one other thing here also. But other, we read the Mishnah first. Hanitanim, Mifnim, Shinisarvo, Minitanim, Bechutz, Yishmachu Liyama. Nasan Bechutz. And you went out of order. Kosher. Well, it's kosher what you did. Why not? But, bifnim, b'chazer v'nasa b'chutz, this, you blew it. Because let's say you went, and you have some of them that were supposed to be in Nizrak, outside, in the Mizbech HaChitzen. And you went and brought it into the Heichal, then you want to bring it out. Can't do that, because what happens if you bring the dam into the Heichal, at least by a chatas, it's beferish, shows by the other kabbalas. Then it becomes puzzle, would not be an answer.
Rabbi Akiva Paisel. Rabbi Akiva Paisels. Why? That's called double Ashuva, double Akadish Penima. The thing is that that's possible. But Rabbi Akiva here possible still. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's possible, even if it's not Achatas. All Karbanis that are supposed to be brought to the Mizbeach Achitzin, if you brought it into the Hechol, becomes possible. Pardon me? It depends if the Ulam has Kedusha Sechol or not. That would be totally that, yeah. On the other hand, the Rabbanim are machshirim. It's not true. You can bring it on the out from the outside to the inside. It does not necessarily become so. What? No. Not by that. No. It means by other ones. Shir Rabbi Akiva, Imer, Kol Damim. She didn't tell the Chaver Mehechom Sulem. The Chachami by Reb Chatas Bilvai. No. That's the machlekes that we had. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Rafa Hashem. And this is our Rabbi Lezer, that we know Rabbi Rabbi Lezer, the first parent, that not only is it did like that by a chatas, it's like by an Hashem also Shenema, a chatas kosh, because it's always a hekish. Between there, the Rabbi even Shalom Lishma, remember. Same thing that you have by a chatas, you can have by an Hashem, the chatas kosh, so we have the shaglis what to do over here. When, you would, if you have it desirable in the chitzit, and then you want to think, oh, have an eitzit. I'll go bring it in the hechel. No, it's not an eitzit. It might come to possibly. It. Great thing, Gemara. But why fight Rabbi Lezer? Should it be possible? What?
You
wanted
to say something over
here? Yeah, but I would say, but if you're loving Rabbi Lezer, but huh? Great thing, Gemara, hechel, leavid. I wanted Rabbi Lezer to say, Ryan. Why does Rabbi Lezer here say, that he taught him if name should he sarvel but he taught him b'chutz. Why should it then be Yishmachu Liyama? He never holds Yishmachu Liyama. So the Gemara Hechi, what are you going to do? They said b'chutz. B'hadar, they said with them. What are you going to do? He also no answer. First do the outside and then go in the inside and do it. And do it with, and do it like that before it becomes puzzle. You're going to make it puzzle. You can't do like Shesh Mitzvah Lahagdim El Yaidim L'Tachtaidim, Kach Mitzvah Lahagdim Pneim L'Chutz. You can't do the thing B'Chutz. You can't do it B'Chutz first. There's a mitzvah to do. If you have different Dhamim, different Karbanis to do, you have to do the Pneim before the Chitzin. If you're going to go and do that, what's going to happen according to Amalazar? Be a Dayan, you're going and you're making the Dham puzzle. Therefore, you can't say Ryan. Ryan, you would say where... Doesn't make a difference, but there's an order. There's an order of Sekhadar of the Kidashto. And therefore, even where there's a Dara of the Kidashto, because just like there's a din, that you have to have Chatas before Naila, there are that's a dinim that we have here also. And Hasrikis Pnim comes before Hasrikis Chutz. If you're going to do that, you're going to do it before. What's going to happen then is you can't do that. You're going to do that first. Yeah, between, even to the extent where it's going to become possible, we see. We see over here, one second, even if it's going to become possible. Wait. In other words, he holds a no answer here. What are you going to do? You can't do it. If you're going to do that, you're going to make it possible. So you have to do the Pnimi first. They have to do the Pnimi first. Good. So therefore, he holds Hechel Yavin. Nesei lechutz, so nesei lechutz, v'hadar nesei lefnim, you can't do that. You're going to be making it possible be a dayan. Sheitz min lahatim el yegmum tachtayin kachmetz el lahatim. But nesei lefnim, so go do it lefnim. V'hadar nesei, and then go do it lechutz. Kevindik lechatas v'yasham. Lechidik lechlovim psulim. Look, singular, you can't do that. Because it won't work. Came in the Ikechadis Yashin that if you'll bring it in, it's going to be possible. You can't make it possible. Therefore, the Psikolai. And by a Chatas, and an Asham, where there it did, is you're going to be making it possible. It's not an Eitzi. You're going to have to be Mechalik in the Kabbalists. Whether or not, you're talking about Chatas Yashin, you're talking about other Kabbalists. Yeah. No. About it, the psul, of course, is not going to be like that. No, but Avon Bekeitis, it still wouldn't be an Eitzit. Look up like that.
No, because the psula is only applies in the pasuk. But when you're bringing it, when you bring it into the hechal, that could only be by a chatas or an asha, but not by other things. That's the pasuk. Tosfos over here, the thing that I did want to add, in the Gemara that we had, remember the Gemara made the whole machlokes with Ayintes. Remember we had the whole machlokes with Ayintes. Remember whether we're Geyser, Rav Zvid, Rav Papa, Lisarev, Bedab, Sulam, Yishavech, Liyama. If it's Misarev, Bedab, Sulam, the Mishnah told us when I am Zion, Yishavech, Liyama. Now what's the machlokes? Remember Rav Zvid? The guys would say, but being the Shlomi Fliki or not. And that's the machlokes. Does apply only by Bedabatapsis, remember? Or by other things as well. The Gemara, remember, brings it on Ayin Zayin on the base of the Mishnah. Dam shenisar b'mayim. If there's not, if there's mayim, it's one thing. Then afterwards it says, right, it's like ilhu mayim. Nisarim b'dam behemo b'dam achaya. Right, it's like ilhu mayim. Rabbi Yudah b'ein dam avatul dam. Nisarim b'dam psulim. The Mishnah told us on Ayin Ches, Amin Aleph. Nisarim b'dam psulim. Yishavek liyama, but not matamtsis. Yishavek liyama. Rabbi Lezer machshir. Rabbi Lezer is machshir. Now, why is he machshir? Imloy nimlach v'nasah diskasha. Rabbi Lezer. So the shaila we have over here is: if you have the damatamtsis or the damsulam, all that, Rabbi Lezer doesn't have a problem with that. He says, Ryan, what did the Gemara tell us over here? Where it tells us the Barsam are Geizrin, we have a machlokes, the Sar Bedab Sulim Yishavek Liyama. So the Gemara says we have a machlokes. Sar Bedab Sulim Yishavek Liyama. Bredam Atamsis Yishavek Liyama. Rabbi Lezer is Machshir. Rabbi Lezer is Machshir. It's Pashin why Rabbi Lezer is Machshir.
Which one is
Machshir? Yeah. So Machshir, but Chayim, it shouldn't make a difference. He should be Machshir always. The same he holds up Ryan. But is Rabbi Lezer ever bothered by Dam Puzzle? He's never bothered by Dam Puzzle. Dam Puzzle always has an Eitzah. You're doing the shame, Mayim. He say Ryan. You look at it as if it's Mayim. You look at it as if it's Mayim. Now the Gemara says, yeah, Dam Atapsis, you can buy 6 guys from Zeris and the Bingdash or not. What do you bring that for? Tosfos, if you take a look at Tosfos, when I am Tesamit Beis, the Marsav Hachig are seated, the Marsav are Geisrim. In the forest, the Gosrin and Echad, the Ein B'dam Absulim, Kidei Levato, HaKosher, Otum Echad Yishma Levato, Kosher, Dim Kei Nifnag Ram Hiram, second again. Nigma Rebbe Lezerma, Elohacha, Gazrinin. Yeah, he's going to that Gemara. The Shaila is why he doesn't just say, Ryan. Why doesn't he just say Ryan? Second. What? So Tosfos comes and Tosfos says,
"But my kibbutz is around the Rashi of the first before us. The Tosfos before my kibbutz is around. My kashel or my
kibbutz." The mic probably leaking. I mean, remember my kashel? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll flip to the next Tosfos. Yeah. Does that mic probably leaking? If I was a number push it over here. Leib the Pliki Beraya. Rabbi Lezer always never has a problem with this. Because the Rabbi Lezer Machshir, Lizak Mishun, they've been Raya. It's like, the Dava Tamsus, Kilo Heim Mayim, Rabbon and Osri. So Tosfos comes and he says, Yesh Leimar, Below Mashma Lei, You have to be matrik this. It's not coming with a big lump this over here. Why does the Gemara have to resort to other svaris? The plink me the mahabi the low perish revelation about shimshim the rayani.
Does it say
like it says in the Sefer, Levadai hanim rabbanin de hacha. It must be that the rabbanin of the Mishnah, this we would never have, you don't have to feel bad sometimes for not being mechavin. We would never have said like the be mechavin to Tosis. The rabbanin of our Mishnah, everybody holds up Ryan. It's a side reason why, according to the rabbanin, it would not work. We don't say Rayani, Bedab Sulem, Mivai. If you take a look more at this Taisvis, sometimes, but according to Rabbi Lezer, he certainly would always be able to say Ryan, but not here. The reason over here is because who is he arguing with? He's arguing with Rabbi, but it also holds Ryan. So Gemara over here asks Rabbi to hold news from Svara of Machlaikis. I will have to be. Oh, I didn't mention about this. Oh, I realize it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.